Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Get lots to talk about. Broadcasting live out of sunny Orlando, Florida. Lots to talk about today. Wow, oh wow, wow, wow.
This is a day and age that people are going to talk about for decades to come.
What was John Adams' quote? What did he proclaim? What did he lay out for the world to hear and see through a declaration? He said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally and wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And it's interesting, our Constitution was not written in the sands to be washed away by each wave of new judges blown in by each successive political wind. And yesterday, what did we see? The Supreme Court once again usurped their authority by committing an abomination, 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1:9, Romans 1:24, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, and Jude 1:7, going back from the Old Testament to the New Testament. When lawfully and unlawfully, waiting outside of their jurisdiction and meddling with the God-ordained definition of marriage, a 5-4 ruling has overturned key parts of DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, Defense of the Family. The Supreme Court has also dismissed an appeal made by 7 million people of California who twice voted to ban homosexual marriage in their state, Prop 8. Two different times, by the way, which a good majority of them were, two times, black voters. But they would not have you know that or believe that. Now, for those that didn't understand, and those that don't understand the severity of that which is taking place in their country on a daily basis concerning some of the immoral, anti-constitutional, and anti-American decisions coming down from these supposed judges, injustices that have turned judgment to wormwood and lead off righteousness in the earth, Amos 5:7, you might want to consider that they themselves are to be ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic, just like the people that they're to serve, with equality, which is under law, not to be base or contrived opinions in which they like to give, legislating from the bench. But this comes as no surprise due to the fact that we know Alina Kagan is a radical lesbian who has queerified the harbor, also attacked the American military. We have Sotomayor in there. How do you think she's going to go on the amnesty bill, Jake?
I think she'll probably vote in favor of America for sure.
Really? Just like Alina did?
Goodness,
that she's attacking our military?
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how this is all rolling out.
Birds of a feather flock together, and you see that this administration has stopped at nothing. They pulled out all the plugs. Now, just last night, we were actually at a reception. It was a private reception for the event that we're going to be doing tonight here in Orlando with the Act for America group. And a lot of these folks all understood exactly what's happening play by play. They're very educated, smarter than me on most of this stuff. But the program keeps moving forward, and
the
it keeps
agenda.
Continuing to moving forward.
Yeah.
The agenda, exactly.
Yeah.
This man is not going to stop until we require and demand that he stops. The Constitution doesn't enforce itself. That is our position. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Matt Staber on next segment to talk to us about what he's doing about it as an attorney, a godly attorney,
Amen.
Underneath God.
That's getting the job done. I think it's important, again, for the American people to listen carefully to what President Andrew Jackson rightly stated. He said that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, friends, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler.
Right.
Now, folks, we need to keep in mind that the Declaration is the seedbed for the Constitution, which is based on the Mosaic Institution, which is called common law. And wasn't it William Blackstone that said no law that's enacted can be contrary to the laws of God?
That's right.
Because he is our right giver, and it amazes me, friends. You know what I did today is I took some time. I went to some of our conservative friends across the board, people that love to promulgate fear. fear, to push fear and oppression, only to make millions of dollars off of your ignorance, friends. And I want you to know that when I took the time to go through all of these websites, at no place did I see anybody, none of the conservatives, talking heads, the entertainers, have at any point objected to homosexual marriage.
Yeah.
And see, what they don't realize, that homosexual marriage is only being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty, America, your constitution, to make way for something called Sharia law.
Yep.
Okay, that's where we're going right now, friends. For those that just want to omit it through their omissive measures, by not talking about it, not to deal with the issues at hand, I'm telling you what, you're bringing a whirlwind upon yourselves, friends, because these people are allowed by these people, these conservatives, these supposed patriots and conservatives and these supposed Christians, they are through omission advocating God's justice upon America by omitting the very talking points that God commanded them to make in the first place.
Yep. You know, and that's what I think last night at this reception, I wanted to finish my point. I didn't want to give off the wrong impression. There was leaders in this particular reception that were very educated. What I'm saying is a lot of people in the masses are educated, but there's very few that do, and they actually go get something done. In this particular group, there's three or four folks that are literally laying heavy, heavy pressure on legislators, state and federal, and they're also laying heavy pressure on those leaders and those government officials that have sworn oath before God to protect the rights of the people. Now, that's good. Now, it needs to be the rest of the people to come up right behind that and continue to swell this. If you look at what just happened with the Supreme Court, I think it's a prime example of apathy. We are a government of the people, and it is by the people, and it is for the people, no doubt. But if the people cease to be the republic, then guess what? The republic will cease to be a republic. It's up to us to make sure that those laws stand tall and firm, and there's strength behind them. And again, I just want to bring up the fact that next segment, Matt Staver has been working down at the Supreme Court nonstop. He's been working on our behalf. You've heard about the victories that we've been able to strike as a ministry. Why? Because we stand, and then we stand again, and we defend those religious liberties, and God is on our side. He's doing the same thing down at the Supreme Court, and you're going to hear a different perspective from an attorney rather than saying, well, the court said there's nothing we can do. Now I've got to capitulate to their decisions and figure out how I argue. No. Hold on a second. The court may be wrong, and if the court is wrong, that doesn't make them above the law. We've got to hold them accountable to it.
But folks, Jake, we got to take a step back about four decades and realize that these are the same people that opened the gates to the murder of innocent babies in the womb. And who allowed them to do that? We the people.
Yep.
And I'm not saying we in the sense of me, because I am not, but I'm saying that we the people stand back and then they wonder why the evil prevails. Folks, this is called the message of responsibility, and it's time that the American people take responsible what's going on in their government, because it's not we against them. They are an extension of what we allow them to be. They work for us. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and the American people are not giving them the consent to destroy their country through immorality and perversion to no extent, friends.
You know, and you laid it out very finely, Bradley's last column. The Supreme Court ruling is pretended legislation through assault. This is the means they're using. I encourage you to check that out. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's also been posted on Freedom Outpost, a handful of other outlets. Western Journalism has picked it up, and it's a great synopsis that you won't hear, definitely won't hear in the mainstream, but
never.
From a lot of conservative thinkers, they're thinking on the wrong talking points. They're engaged in the debate instead of standing on
and
the truth.
And let me tell you why they're not engaged in what really matters here, friends, through their omission. It's because they don't want to lose sponsorship. And the reason for the conservatives acting in such a manner is the reason the sponsors act in such a fashion that they do, because they are, through apathy, encouraging them to destroy America. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just wanted to call and say how much I really appreciated listening to you guys the last couple of days. days. I catch you on Patriot Radio. So with my travels, I'm either 93.9 or 94.5. With work, I'm on the road a lot, so I get the opportunity, you know, especially at this time of day, to listen in and get fired up by you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you can be my friend if you'd like. It's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go to my Twitter account. Follow me on my Twitter account.
Twitter.
That is Bradley Dean one, and that is double E, double E. Now, really quick, before we bring Matt Stave around from Liberty Council, I got to be honest with you. It amazes me in this country, friends, how many people and how many you hear. I could walk out the street and I can go up and down right now and I could ask these Americans in this country. I'm in Florida right now broadcasting live. I could go outside and say, "Do you love your country?" And they'd say, "Oh, yeah." I would ask them the question, "Do you love it enough to die for it?" "Oh, you know what? I think I would."
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting that there's so many people that are willing to die for their country. But I got a question, America. How many of you that listen to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis are willing to live for your country? And let me bring it to the natural. How many hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? And they did sacrifice themselves for the gift that we have called freedom.
That's right.
And liberty.
That's why we have it.
And the same thing in the spiritual. We're supposed to live unto Him who died for us. And how many professing Christians in America are just passive with the issue?
That's right.
And they don't realize it's the very thing that God is going to use to bring judgment upon this nation. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. I just read Leviticus 26.
Yeah.
Folks, the justices, the injustices, might I add, they're daring the justice of God right now. And I'm telling you what, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And we're seeing this already take place incrementally right now in our country. And it's not a good place to put ourselves, friends, by just allowing it, ignoring it. I got some emails this morning from people. "Bradley, how is this hurting the family?" Well, look to Canada, my friends. In Canada, where they implemented an illegal agenda called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. What is the first thing they did? They attacked the church. And the second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. And the third thing they did, my friends, listen carefully, the radical homosexuals wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. What do you mean? How can you be passive with your children? My gosh, friends, our forefathers fought to give us the freedoms that we have today. What about your posterity?
That's right.
Ah, I can go on and on. We have Matt Staver from Liberty Council. And by the way, friends, I am honored to have Matt Staver along with us. But Matt, what is your take as to what's going on in your country today, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you what, this decision has gone beyond reasonableness. I mean, this is a decision I think that is going to go down in the books as an illegitimate decision, just like the decision of Dred Scott that said that blacks are not citizens, like the decision in Buck versus Bell, where Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said that three generations of imbeciles are enough, and therefore that the government could force sterilization of individuals so that they wouldn't produce, quote, imbeciles, a decision that was cited in Nuremberg during the Nazi trials in favor of what Hitler was doing, and like Korematsu that says we could simply intern Japanese Americans because of their ethnicity. This decision goes beyond the Constitution. They've cut themselves free from the Constitution. It goes against the natural created order from our divine creator himself. It actually, I think, will ultimately delegitimize this court.
You know, if you bring into what you just said, see, most folks don't identify with that. Has the Supreme Court been wrong before? Yes. And what happened when the people rose up to correct it? They corrected it. And a lot of people even think this, that Supreme Court justices, what they do is they sit in there for a life term. So these guys are untouchable. They've become deity. They've become gods. Just like the Roman system of government, they can make no mistakes, or like the papacy. That's not the case. The case is if they make a wrong decision, their legitimacy, yes, it is questioned, and it can be defaulted if they don't correct their decision. But the people, it's not binding on the people if it's not law, yes?
No question, and no question about it. I mean, when you go back and look at these other decisions, we all now agree that they were just simply illegitimate.
Yep.
These were decisions that were not tethered to the Constitution. This
therefore,
is a decision that's just like that.
That's right. Therefore, there's no lawful authority to carry it out. Matt, how do you see now with the second, I guess, the response reaction? I know what you're doing. You've got a great press release. Folks, go to Sun Celebrity Radio on Facebook or posting it there. But, Matt, what is your decision? What are you determined to do? I know you sent out a petition not too long ago. Bradley had signed it on the behalf of Sons of Liberty Radio, and You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide International. You had hundreds of other ministry leaders and conservative leaders across the country signing this. What's our offense here?
Well, I think our offense is we obviously just simply can't sit back and accept this. We can't just assume, oh, this is a constitutional decision. It must be in the Constitution and go on again to about our daily lives. This is a decision that will ultimately open up the floodgates for litigation. It is a decision that is equivalent to the 1972 decision before Roe versus Wade on contraception that invented the so-called right to privacy in the Constitution, on which Roe versus Wade was later constructed a year later. That's how serious this is. It will undermine marriage and have catastrophic consequences. Consequently, we're calling on pastors to stand up to the plate,
Amen.
To preach this
Amen.
Sunday about marriage and to preach against this type of deconstruction of marriage. We also believe that pastors and churches and people around the country need to stand up. We may need to go back to the time of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where Martin Luther King Jr. Encountered unjust laws, unjust decisions, and he engaged in nonviolent, peaceful protest. I think we're at a point in time where we're at a critical nature, critical junction in this country. We can't just simply be ruled by five individuals that deconstruct marriage, that simply ignore the Constitution. They don't even really cite to the Constitution. They don't they don't do any analysis of the Constitution. They don't do any analysis of the court's previous precedent.
You know what's interesting about all this, Matt, is the American people have fallen subject to the deception that for some reason or other, the Supreme Court, when they say it, it's a final decision.
That's right.
And what's interesting about it is it was my understanding that these people were for we the people, and they derived their just powers from the consent of the governed. And it's interesting as well that you look over the top of the heads of the Supreme Court justices in Washington, D.C., and who do you see above them? None other than Moses holding the Ten Commandments, where it says, justice is the guardian of liberty. And I think what's happening in our country today, the younger generations have been so dummied down and stupefied that they have mistaken the grace that God has shed upon us for the word licentiousness.
Yeah, they really
and they are mixed up.
I think
if you look,
go ahead.
No, we have a little delay here, but go ahead, Matt.
What I want to bring up is number one.
Go ahead, Matt.
I think you're right. I mean, you know, we look back at the Declaration of Independence, and one of the things that it says in the preamble is that people, by their nature, they are willing to take abuses, a long train of abuses. When there comes a point where a long train of abuses evinces the same kind of thing, to reduce people under absolute despotism, it's their right and it's their duty to respond. And so what we have here is a situation where the court has the hubris to think that it has the audacity to say that anyone who believes that marriage is the union of one man and one woman is hateful, is demeaning, is wanting to injure somebody. No. Marriage predates Judaism, it predates Christianity, it predates all religions. It is part of the natural created order. It predates civil governments, and certainly it predates the United States of America. It's not something that we invented. It's not a civil government creation. It's not the invention of anyone. It is part of a natural created order. It is ontologically, objectively, the union of a man and a woman. To say that you can change that by redefining it is the height of hubris. It's like saying that you can change the laws of gravity. You may not like it. You may not like the fact that you're going to fall when you jump off of a cliff, but the fact is you're going to fall. And no matter how many opinions you say, no matter how much Democratic vote you put it up to, you're not going to change it. Marriage is not up for either the Supreme Court to change or even for the people to change any more than the laws of gravity could be changed no matter how much you disagree with them.
You know what? That point is exactly right, and that's why Blackstone said no law can be suffered to contradict laws of nature or revealed law that we have in the Bible. If you go, I think this is good. You brought it back to the pastors as an example. It's a time for them to stand up, and I've got about 60 seconds to the break here, and I'd like to keep you on for another segment if that's okay, Matt, because I think we need to keep on this vein. It's encouraging to people to know that people are putting not only their words behind it, but their legal force and their muscle. You're using the anointing God has in your life with Liberty Counsel. You guys have litigated on our behalf, and you've also litigated on the behalf of hundreds of others throughout the country, and now they have that liberty. In Russia, what was it? The soldier came in, and he was a meeting of Christians, and he took his machine gun out and said, okay, all of you Christians, I want you to line up against the wall, and all of you that aren't, get out of here.
Yeah.
And so half the room split, or maybe it was one-tenth of the room stayed in, and he said, okay, good, I just didn't want to risk fellowship with unbelievers before we had a Bible study. He puts the gun down, and they break open the Bible. I think we're going to see that with the pastors right now, and I want you to speak to that, Matt, because I know there's good leaders out there.
Well, what I'd like to interject really quick before we take this quick break is the fact that Scottish reformer John Knox rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. And when you look in the Word of God, nowhere can you find in Scripture where God failed a faithful son or a faithful daughter. Folks, we got Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh. Wow, that guy's...
Welcome
That's
back,
pretty
man.
Heavy. Hey, folks, for those that did not realize what took place yesterday, the Supreme Court once again usurped their authority, in essence committing an abomination. Folks, homosexuality is not a sin in the sight of God. It is an abomination. If you read 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, 1 Timothy 1, 9, Romans 1, 24, going back to the Old Testament, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, going back to the New Testament, Jude 1, 7, for those that have heard before that, you know, it doesn't say anything about homosexuality in the Bible. No, it does, friends.
Yeah.
Just saying. What's also interesting, friends, is that the God-ordained definition of marriage, a 5-4 ruling, has overturned key parts of DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, and the Supreme Court also dismissed an appeal made by 7 million people of California, which, by the way, the majority of those voters were blacks, who twice voted to ban homosexual marriage in their state, Prop 8, claiming their appeal has no standing whatsoever. And folks, we have with us right now Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver. And Matt, what was your what's your take as to the whole process of what's going on? I mean, the blur, the deception that's being inundated or thrown, I'm sorry, on the American people through their inundation and their deceptive measures right now. Because on the front page of the USA Today, it is over the top. It's two men kissing. They are, in essence, really casting it in the teeth of the American law abiders right now is what they're doing.
Yeah, this is over the top. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is marriage does not depend upon a 5-4 vote of the Supreme Court. It's not going to be something determined by a Pew popularity poll or some kind of constitutional amendment or the vote of a majority. It is something that is foundational, fundamental, is ontologically, unequivocally part of the natural created order. It is something that has a spiritual component, too, according to the book of Ephesians. It represents the relationship of Christ and his church. You know, it has a significant many, many aspects to it that you just simply can't rewrite. You can't simply redefine it. And this particular court with this 5-4 majority, instead of engaging in any constitutional analysis like they should have done, they simply bypassed it. Just because they're on the court doesn't mean that they can just throw the Constitution out and come up with their own decisions. You know, everyone would agree there's a point at which, if they came up with some kind of decision, you would simply say, this is laughable, it's ridiculous, how could they do that? That's just their own opinion. I think yesterday's opinion falls in that category. This is something that is not rooted in our natural order. It is contrary to our religious and Christian beliefs that is shared by many religions. It is shared by people with no religion. It is something that they have literally thumbed their nose at to the face of history, to the face of reality.
Yep.
And you know what they also had the audacity to do? They had the audacity to say that for people like you and I that say marriage is the union of one man and one woman, that message right there, that belief is hateful.
Oh, you hit a point. You hit a point there, Matt. When you say that, that is exactly correct. Now, all these apathetic people, because I want to talk to the pastors.
Is it just me, but don't we all have moms and dads?
You got that right. I mean, it's a foundation of society. The family is the foundation of society. You do not have, you don't have a society without a family. And the first person, this brunt end of this sword is going to come upon is all those silent, quote-unquote, pastors that spoke nothing to their congregations. Now, there's something that's it's enlightening. To hear you say what you said about this, Matt, there comes a point where it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court's lips are moving, that does not mean that law is preceding them. It just means their lips are moving. If they come up with this astronomical, ridiculous decision, it doesn't make it law. Law doesn't come from a pen. Law doesn't come from a gun. Law doesn't come from a sword or a legislator's ideals. It comes from God. We teach a constitutional class, and that's very liberating when you learn these principles, because now people can say, well, hold on a second, then what I was taught about the Supreme Court is not true. Now, taking it a next step, the pastors that you're speaking to or speaking of this particular Sunday, they're going to get up in their pulpits and they're going to proclaim from the pulpits the biblical definition of marriage. And they're going to encourage their constituents, I guess they are in some ways, but their congregants to go out there and stand on this. Give me some of the insight into that or the intel into that, because I think that will produce the biggest wave of motivation and change in this country that we have seen yet. And I think this is a good example of how we can be put in that corner, but how we can come out triumphant.
Amen.
Hey, man, I think you're right. I mean, you know, if you go back to the American Revolution, it was the pastor's sermons that provided the fuel to the American Revolution. It was the pastors who were speaking on biblical truth. It was the Great Awakening that formed the foundation of the American Revolution, without which the spiritual revival and the pastor's preaching, we would have no American Revolution. We'd have no United States of America. I think that's where we are today. We're at a critical juncture. Pastors cannot be silent. They must speak. This is a critical moment in history, and silence is no longer an option. This is a situation where the government, through this 5-4 decision, has literally intruded into the realm of the church and the realm of Scripture, the realm of God's authority. And when we're talking about render to Caesar what Caesar's and to God what is God's, marriage is not something that was invented by government. And when government tries to redefine the obvious, they are intruding into God's authority. They are intruding into the church's authority. They are throwing their fist right into the face of every believer in this country, because this will cause a collision with our free exercise of religion. Make no mistake about it. This is not just something that you can say, oh, I'm going to live with, I don't like it. You know, abortion is a situation where, you know, we have it, it's terrible, it's awful, people die, and we need to reverse that and return to a culture of life. But this decision will actually force you to affirm this radical agenda. It's not going to be coexistent with you. It's not going to be something that's just simply odious and you don't like it. It's going to be an agenda that, if this decision is accepted by the people, will ultimately result in forcing people, and pastors included, to accept this as truth. This is a line that we cannot and must not cross.
Hey, and who will be the first person that they're going to go after to say you need to accept this? It's going to be the pastor, because the rest
of the people.
That's
what they did in Canada, of course.
Yeah, and you see Obamacare. Okay, it forces our private our private corporations and businesses. Well, it attempts to. It can't lawfully, but because they have a gun, people just all of a sudden think, well, they got the gun, they must be right. But they're trying to force these companies to mandate abortion pills and even abortions in the health care that they provide for people. And then what do? They step right. They zero in on the church. You know, it always begins as a, well, this won't affect religious institutions. But you know, long term, on the 30-year, 20-year, or 10-year, if they can pull it off, that's in there. Because they can't just accept the fact that, well, there's going to be two people with disagreements. When it comes to government, it has to be a blanket. It has to be a template that can be used everywhere. And this is what people don't understand. Pastor, we had a pastor last night at a reception that we were at. He was a Lutheran pastor. And he stood up and he really shocked me. He said, you know what? A lot of, and this just happens to be with his denomination, this is what he said, a lot of Lutherans have backed down on this issue. Some of them have even embraced the other side. And I feel I'm standing alone when I assert my values. But what they don't realize is those pastors are the ones next that go under the bus.
To their own demise.
Their pretty little churches and their congregants and things like that they have, they're the main objective. They're on the target right now.
Right. Let's make a distinction between real Christianity and a lack thereof. And what we're seeing is my generation is seeing 300,000 pulpits remain silent in the face of tyranny. And I think it's important, too, and I want to cast this over to you, Matt, really quick, but I just want you to kind of respond to this quote. Our Constitution was not written in the sands to be washed away by each wave of new judges blown in by each successive political wind. How would you empower the people to such a statement as that?
Well, you know, I think the people need to understand our time in history, and I think we should not get discouraged. You know, we have 200 years of history in this country. I just recited earlier in the program three different decisions in not very long ago, beginning in 1897, 1945, and then in the 1950s, decisions that ultimately were ridiculously illegitimate, and we learned that they were so as history went by. But the church has 2,000 years of history. And Jesus, I was just in Israel, Jesus went to Caesarea Philippi, the place of paganism, where the god Pan was there. And right there at the very entrance to the underworld, where the pagans believe that was the entrance, he says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, Nikita Khrushchev said he was going to walk the last Christian out within the next few years from the Soviet Union. We've seen people who have said, like Stalin and Lenin, that they have killed God. God is dead, that they were the ones who killed God. We have the 1966 Time magazine cover saying, "Is God dead?" You know, God is alive. Khrushchev is gone. Stalin and Lenin are no more. God is not dead. The church is alive, so don't get discouraged. What we need to do is to move forward. God's birthed us for this moment in history. And
Amen.
Instead of getting discouraged, instead of just succumbing to alleged defeat, we need to stand up and rise up for this moment.
I love it. It's pretended legislation. It's alleged legislation. That's exactly right. This is alleged defeat. It only is as long as we absorb it in our minds.
Well, that's the whole delusion here. I mean, we're going to look at the end times, and we're going to stand there on Judgment Day, and we're going to look at the enemy of our souls, and we're going to say it's him who deceived our souls. By the way, that's one of the Saul Alinsky tactics, is to actually deceive the people into believing that they're a lot bigger and stronger than they really are.
And it's not what you have. It's what the people think you have. You know, if you go to lc.org, Matt, I love the website because you're giving Victories Daily, lc.org. Folks, check it out and get briefed. Sometimes Matt's educating because he's got a battle to go into. Oftentimes he's bringing you the victory after that battle, and that's hard to find because I've done it before. I've searched law firms' websites. We search for victories all the time. But you guys are bringing it. We just appreciate you, bro. God bless you. It's not just that our prayers are with you. That's not tongue-in-cheek. That's the real deal, folks. We are in a war. It's a spiritual war, and we need that covering. But we also got your back here, and it's good to be in Florida with you. We're actually pretty close to you right now. Thank you, Matt Staver.
Thank you. My pleasure.
God bless. He is, you know, here, let me say this, guys. You never call Matt Staver bro.
Did I say bro? I'm sorry, Matt.
No,
all due respect, sir. I did not mean to say bro.
Hey, folks, what we're trying to say is we really respect this guy.
Yes. He is a brother.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We just wanted to high-five Matt Staver in Liberty Council. Thank you very much for being on the show with us. I'm sorry Jake called you bro.
I just forgot the thur. See, it's brother. I just said bruh.
I think some things were kind of getting, you know, down and dirty in the sense of righteous and righteousness.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, we were talking, you know, kind of
yeah.
Like... Well, let's go back
I'm
to the 70s,
here.
Okay?
I'm
groovy lingo. I'm not from that era. I'm not that... Respectfully, I'm not...
You're just not from that era.
I'm not that wise yet.
Yeah.
I'm still growing into that age of wisdom.
Oh, wow.
That was a high five. Listen, folks, as I said at the very beginning of the show today, the talking head conservatives of the day are responsible for diverting their listeners' attention from America's founding documents and neglecting to make any reference to the laws of our republic. Hey, and no wonder, because a lot of these conservatives call themselves libertarians, which means without restraint to law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends, yesterday at this meeting, we had an in-house meeting in Florida here, some really cool people, and they were talking about... Basically, in essence, how do I describe this, Jake, the best way? Because they were talking about love that didn't offend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you this. To overlook justice because of kindness then wounds itself by killing justice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Love says and demonstrates hard absolutes. Truth demands a response. And what did John Adams rightly say? He said that, quote, unquote, he said facts are stubborn things. That's what truth gives, because it liberates if you listen to what it is, and it brings to conversion men that are guilty of their sin before a just and a holy God. Now, in saying that, folks, we're talking about conservatives. I went across the board today looking at some of the talking heads. And what's interesting is a lot of these guys are they're entertainers or they're fear-mongers. And what they won't do is they won't talk about moral issues because they're self-proclaimed libertarians. In other words, let's not talk about the moral issues. But what's interesting, in their confusion, friends, in their confusion, they step in it and they got it all over them because they themselves will not hit the moral issues when, in fact, that's all they're doing is complaining about a government that is immoral.
That's right.
So can you please help me understand how that works? A government that lies, a government that steals, a government that even kills, and you won't hit the issue of morality? Now that is advocating not only the murder of innocent babies in the womb, that attacks conservatives, that attacks you, and you complain about it, well, you're dealing with people that are immoral. And guess what? God told you you were going to deal with their immorality if you didn't enforce his laws against their immorality to bring about justice, to have righteousness and peace in your streets, friends. And this is what these people will not talk about. And I'll tell you what they do is they use through their lack of judgment and their perverted sense of judgment, they'll only talk about the things that scare the hell literally out of you, only to sell for their sponsors,
yep.
Only to make money off the use of fear.
Willing to do that.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Or what they'll do is they'll talk around the issues, and they'll even say, well, there's really nothing wrong with homosexual marriage. I hope you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hope you're not a part of the church,
yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
Because that's really what he's doing, is he's painting the American people. These people are painting the American people into a corner, friends, and they're the ones that are responsible for it.
That's right. So, I mean, a good analogy to that is who has a bullseye on their shirt when it comes to police? Police look for the target. The target is the fact that they broke the law. What happens when somebody thinks they can fundamentally change the law, and now a law-abiding citizen has that target? They just haven't realized that yet.
Jake, as long as they're making money off it, I guess that's all that matters. Because when I went onto these websites today, I was appalled that not one of these cowards had anything to say about homosexual marriage. And by the way, I'm talking about these talking head conservatives, mm-hmm. because the American people, for the most part, have already put off the voice of the church,
yeah.
because they'll have none of it.
Yeah.
And by the way, a good portion of it, I agree with them.
Yeah.
But folks, let me tell you this. It's a lack of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a preacher one time say, I'd rather go to a hell with a bunch of unbelievers.
Church.
Lowell Lundstrom said.
Yeah, somebody said, I don't like going to church. It's filled with a bunch of hypocrites. So the preacher turned to him and said, well, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than hell with a bunch
of
hypocrites.
That's exactly right. And Jesus, it's his job to separate the goats from the sheep,
right.
and the wheat from the tare, and those that have the oil and those that don't have the oil, workers of iniquity from those that work love in truth and in righteousness. And it's his job to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is the preacher needs to stand up and proclaim, because that is his job to preach against sin, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, to slay sin. And I said to a guy yesterday, I said, God never ever sends a man that does not first trouble consciences. That is our job.
Yeah.
Folks, if you don't see love in the offense, then I'll tell you what, you're offended at God's word, who does love, and he gave his law because he does love you.
That's part of the meaning of the word, actually, offend. Last night I was on a show, it was called The Right Side, they're out of Ohio, and they're a bunch of young guys. And in talking about that, the kid said, I don't care if they're offended at me. And so then I was able to give him the definition you use so often in the assembly programs that we do and speaking and things, that offend, actually, you can only offend the truth. That was what that word was created
Amen.
For. So offend can only be in the instance of the truth. And if you offend somebody, and you can't offend somebody unless they're offended by the truth.
Great is the peace of them that love thy law, for
nothing
shall offend them. Psalm 119.
So there you go. You
yes.
can't be offended unless it's by means of the law, or that's the source of your offense. Also, too, Bradley, yesterday you were speaking with Bill Martinez.
Well, let me ask you something. Does a father chastise his kid because he hates his kid or because he loves his kid?
Yep. And also, why is a father chastised? Because his son has offended the law.
Of the house.
Right.
That's right.
So therefore, to get him back
in
the law.
And we're not talking
of
a legal cast right now to the repentant that are in Christ, because they're already in the house of God.
And that's the craziness of this whole thing, is that people want to say, well, there's no such thing as wrong. I can do anything that I want.
Well,
so then everything is right?
Well, Jake, I guess you can take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground,
mm-hmm.
as in you'll obviously reap wheat, but if you sow apple seed into the ground, you're not going to reap an orange tree.
That's right.
And it's the same way that you can't plant bad seeds, mm-hmm. evil seeds, into the crop of your heart, into your life, I'm sorry, into the field of your life and reap a good harvest. That is foolishness. You reap what you sow.
Now, as individuals doing that, you know, you'd look at it, you'd say, wow, that man is very stupid. He's putting a bad seed into his life.
Yes.
He's going to reap that as an individual.
Yeah.
Now, how about when society takes a seed and plants it into the soil of their own country? That's not just stupid. That's very counterproductive.
You're going
to
reap the whirlwind.
That's right.
You're going to fall to judgment personally and nationally.
That's right.
You will.
And if you see right now in this country, in this day and age, our opportunity through this, as Matt was talking about, our opportunity through during the times of the Declaration of Independence, when evil was so blatantly apparent that if a man walked outside with a candle, guess what? Everybody looked at the candle and said, there's light. And that's the same position that we're in right now.
Yeah.
We can stand on this darkness and keep conveying that light to the people across America. We did it 5 times yesterday, just an example. Yesterday, how did we do it? We woke up right in the morning.
Yeah.
We did 2 interviews. Then we went to this reception at night. You did 2 more interviews around Stan Monteith last night.
He was
Christopher
a great guy.
Hart with the American Adversaries.
Great guys.
They were here in the Salem station here in Orlando.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we did Right Side News. On top of that, doing an event. On top of that, meeting with how many countless other folks. Lord is networking here. I have faith and confidence in that. I don't have faith and confidence in the Tea Party infrastructure, the Republican Party, any of that stuff, but what the Lord is doing.
Let me finish my point as to the meeting yesterday, because I started it and then we went off on that rabbit trail.
Love.
It was interesting. I said, listen, we're talking about love here, but let love be without dissimulation, not a counterfeit or a fiend love, but a love that sets free and points the finger. And this individual is trying to actually circumvent God's commandments to make them suggestions to agree upon. And I said, therein lies the problem right there, sir. I said, what we need to do is we need to take God's commandments and take them as commandments, throw off our opinions or our objections to his commandments. I said, because that's exactly what got us in this room in the first place, is because we are objective to his words. And I'm talking about the people. I am not objective. Mm-hmm. And a guy comes up to me and he said, you know what? He said, you're really going to rub people the wrong way. I said, the purpose is because when I'm rubbing them the wrong way, I'm only using the commandment, which is faithful. Right? To bring about conversion so we can lead men the right way.
Mm-hmm. So we can have what we all desire and all speak about wanting. And by the way, folks, if you want to get
Not tired of men's opinions? Are you not tired of the debate? And you know what? Back to the conservatives, Jake, really quick. Isn't it interesting? They will make no reference to God's word or the constitutional law.
Stay away from that.
That's exactly
right. That's where you win. Yes. You win every single time.
Yeah, America, it's time to lay the axe to the root of the tree and get back to what God said, not what you think.
That's right.
And then and only then will we reclaim our country.
Restoring our heritage is the theme tonight for Bradley Speaking. You want a piece of this. You want a piece of the truth. You want a piece of the victory. Come to Act for America in Orlando. Their meeting tonight is set up at Doc's Streetside Grill right in Orlando. I think it's in right downtown Orlando, actually. You can join us. Starts at 6:30 p.m. You can Facebook us if you need directions, anything like that. Also, to Karen Vaughn, the mother of SEAL Team 6 member Aaron Vaughn, will be joining us tomorrow to talk about the Frogman Swim this Saturday, which Bradley and myself will be attending, and also their fundraising dinner tonight. I believe Congressman Alan West will be there. I'm not sure if Michelle Bachman is going to be there. There's going to be a whole host of folks that are coming out to support this family.
Best friend, Michelle Bachman.
That's right. Yeah, Michelle just gave us a call. Hold on, that's her calling right now.
Okay. Hey, Michelle. Oh,
hi, how are you? So, Bradley, take care of that. Okay. So, at the conclusion of this, folks, also, too, I want you to remember, for us to continue doing what we're doing, you can count on us. We need your donations as well. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make a donation. Help us change this country.
Amen. One person at a time. What do you think of that? Yeah, 1 John 3:18.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by
by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.